And Alma's going to do communion for us. Because he's, as I say, he's not going to be around for a little while. But we can work you to death before you go, if you like.
I thought that I'm going to relax today.
Oh, no way. No, we. I mean, you did come prepared to preach, didn't you, brother?
Yeah.
I mean, a preacher should always be ready, you know. I mean, he should always have a message in his pocket somewhere. Glory to Jesus.
I'm so grateful to the Lord.
Amen.
He gave me a wonderful family. And when we are gathering around the table, is to remember everything that Jesus did for us.
Amen.
We sang to celebrate him and to remind ourselves all the wonderful things he did for us.
Yes.
Each one of us was lost. We were going astray, each one following his own path. But one day, according to God's plan, he met us. He drawn us near to himself. He gave us the capacity to understand his heart.
Amen.
And to respond to his heart. And that heart is love. And when we come to together in a building, we become a church, as we heard at the beginning. And a church is a family.
Amen.
We are a family.
Amen.
It's kind of sad for me to know that today is the last Sunday. And Tuesday, I will be leaving. But I'm so grateful to the Lord for you guys, my family.
Amen.
It's a kind of testimony that I'm giving. And I thank God that John and all the crew managed to make it today. Yeah. They came into my life when my life was falling apart.
Yeah.
You know, nothing can happen to us without the Lord allowing the thing to happen.
Yeah.
It must seem ugly, but in that ugliness, over time, over years, we're going to discover the beauty hidden in that ugliness of our situation.
Amen.
And when the Lord allows one door to close, he will surely open another door.
Amen.
A better door.
Yes.
I was taken to John and the Hilltop Church when it was difficult for me to speak freely in English. It was a struggle to express myself, just to encourage my brothers. It's a process. And immigrants, we have to go through it because English is not our first language. And I remember standing in front of them to preach. I was shaking in my boot. The first 5 minutes, I felt like disappearing because I was thinking in French and I had to say what I'm thinking in English. It was tough. But they are really beautiful and wonderful people.
Amen.
I don't know how they did it, but they understood me. Brief, they became a family, a close family. In my thick and thin, they were there with me.
Amen.
Up to this day.
Amen.
Even when I got my naturalization as a British citizen, they were there with me. And today I'm so humbled that they are here. Family. It didn't stop there. The Lord brought me here in this church. And I found family again in this church. What can I say? So many things I can talk about since 2007 that I came here. And I don't know where to start from. But when we understand the concept of family, in our Christian life, we'll be stable. We will really, really be stable. It doesn't matter that the church is small or big. It has loud music or slow music. It has young people or old people. Understanding the concept of family, we understand God's heart.
Amen.
And we will be happy in a church where we are. And I think if I have to describe this church of ours, it's family.
Amen.
I will cherish it really where I'm going to Africa. And in my Bible, when I read it from Genesis, you're going to find that concept of family. God is our Father.
Amen.
I don't have time to go through the teaching of family now. But everything is about family. I pray that all believers could really understand that concept of family. And the way we live, and we do church, will change. We'll go from rituals to the reality, and the reality is family. People that the Lord has taken from every corner of the world, set them apart, and put them in one specific place as his own people.
Amen.
When they call out on him, he hear and he's ready to respond.
Amen.
Family. Praise the Lord. And that could not be possible if Jesus did not take our place on the cross. If he didn't accept for his body to be broken and to shed his blood for us. That's why now we want to celebrate him.
Amen.
And to show how grateful we are for what he did. A great achievement for me and you. Regardless the color. Regardless the tongue we speak in. To be brothers and sisters. To be more than friends, to become family.
Amen.
It is written that on that evening, Jesus took the bread and broke it. And he made a powerful declaration saying that this is my body, broken for you. Powerful. It might happen in our Christian walk that we approach the table of the Lord without understanding the mystery within what we are doing around the table. But thank the Lord that we all understand that mystery. We have healing when we are partaking the body of Christ. He fulfills his promises in our lives. Because he stands on his word with righteousness to fulfill his word. As we take in the body of Christ, I pray that anything you desire, your wish, become a reality. Father, we give you glory. We honor you. We didn't come here today to do church, but we came to celebrate you, to lift you up, to tell you how much we love you and how much we appreciate the provision of the cross. Jesus, no one forced you to take our place, to become sin in our place. You did it willingly. And today we have freedom in you. Today we have forgiveness of our sins. Today we are cleansed. Today we have life in you. As we are taking this bread, Father, reminding ourselves everything that you did for us, touch us, O Lord. Have your way in our health. Have your way in any situation that we have in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Because we are family in this church, we found it important, as we are celebrating, to speak blessing upon one another. Take your moment, have your piece of the body of Christ, and then feel free to share with two or three people and to speak a blessing over them. We sang a powerful song here saying that the God of heaven is living in me.
Amen.
Who am I? Who am I for him to live in me?
Yeah.
It's a mystery. It is. And Jesus proved that his blood was shed. Life is in the blood.
Yeah.
And as we are taking this cup, we remember that precious blood that was shed for us. We have forgiveness of sin.
Amen.
We are cleansed. We have life, the life of Jesus in us.
Amen.
Father, as we've just fulfilled your word, we believe that we are completely healed from any illness, any disease, any infirmity. We thank you for the physical healing. We thank you for the emotional and spiritual healing. We thank you for all the blessings that you are commanding to be a reality in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.